Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. I'm so glad you're joining us. We have a great topic today. We're going to talk about angels and vocal toning, healing frequencies, and we have a special guest, Ted Winslow, is with us today. And for those of you who are new to the show, Ted is my husband, and I love having him on the show because I can always tease him later if he screws up. No, just kidding. Ted does a lot of work in sound healing research and development, and he has a wide background in the music field, so it's a special treat to have him on the show today. Ted Winslow, for those of you who don't know his work, he is a producer, audio engineer, video production manager, musician, singer, songwriter, and vocal coach. Ted holds a Bachelor of Science in Music and Audio Engineering from the University of Colorado and has over 25 years experience in the music business, starting his career in an 80s rock band. And now he runs Big Country Productions, where he produces commercials, music, builds custom internet TV stations. And he's also very involved in sound healing research and development, utilizing the latest technology in the biophotonic light imaging systems. So if you want to connect with Ted, you can do so at our publishing company website, bigcountrypublishing.com. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm always overwhelmed every time you introduce me. I feel like you're going to say, Ted is a great all-around clown in the house. So,
well, you know, I want people to know your extensive background so then they understand when you talk about the sound healing work that you do. I get to experience your sound healing and be involved in your research and watch you day-to-day on how much time and energy and healing intention you put into your work. And so, you know, I like to brag about you a little and share with people your information. And if you guys want to connect with Ted on the show today, please call in to the station. The number here at BBS Radio is 1-888-627-6008. And Ted would like to give you a free copy of his latest CD and the MP3 version. So you can give your email to Doug, our producer. But Ted would love to talk to you about sound healing. And so make sure to call in, you guys, if you're interested in his free work. So Ted, today's topic of the show, we've done a lot of shows together, is about your new CD. Because this is... I'm really excited about this one. His CD is called Vocal Toning with the Angels, Sound Healing Through Your Divine Voice. So for the listeners, can you talk a little bit about what inspired you to put together this sound healing work?
Yeah, I would love to. It was upon the last album that I did, which was Angelic Sound Healing, and that I started getting a lot of messages and more in tune with the angels and their frequencies and just the magic that it could create, that they're able to create through us, with us, and communicating with us. Then when I finished that album, it was like my work wasn't done yet, and I was led to start researching for the next album, which was not this one that I just came out with. And in the process of doing that, started writing a book. Now, we all know you're the writer of the family, and so these angels are just bombarding me with all these messages and resources, and I spent like 2 months writing the next album and writing for this book, and upon finishing it and completing the last sentence of this research, it was like, okay, this is not the direction we want you to go. We want to infuse the process of your vocal abilities in voice coaching with the sound healing aspects. You do it every day. We're going to use vocal toning. And then it was like a whole new process that was all that stuff got put aside, and it was working on this album, toning, vocal toning with the angels. That's how this one was birthed and brought about.
Yeah, well, this was really funny, actually, because although we have a really supportive and encouraging relationship between ourselves, Ted says, guess what? I'm writing a book about angels. And I was like, you're doing what? Like, why don't you stick with music? That's what you're good at. And I didn't want to have to edit that book because I knew that would be so much work to be your editor, Ted, and publish that book as your publisher.
I'm a pretty bad writer. stick to the musical instruments. That's your niche. Put the pen down and step away from the word processor, Ted.
I know. And then you spent like 2 months. I'm like, what are you doing? You're really writing a book on angels? And you're like, they're telling me. And you had like, he had papers all over the office, research, piles of books. Like, I mean, it was so intense. And I'm like, thank goodness the angels like kicked you in the butt a little and said, no, you're not writing a book. Because I didn't want to have to do all that work myself for your...
On your behalf, what a way to support what I was doing. You like had the premonition that that's not what it's going to be. I'm just going to let you go in that direction because as soon as you turn the corner, it's going to be something different.
Yeah, I had secret conference calls with the angels. No, I'm just kidding. Like, please, no book. But anyway, so to get back, Ted does a lot of mainstream vocal coaching. And he has a lot of CDs that are very popular and a big following from the mainstream people out there who are interested in voice training, whether for their, you know, singing careers or for their speaking careers. So I was really excited for this one because this has the spiritual element, which is what I'm interested in. And I know there's a lot of healers now that have been following you with your solfeggio research and work. Can you talk a little bit about the frequencies you put in this project?
Yeah, and actually I want to back up just a little bit because the album that I did is actually twofold. One, it's got the musical element into it so that we can listen to the frequencies and be able to get the healing aspects and entrainment of our bodies by listening to it. The second aspect of it is that it is a vocal toning album so that you can tone with it. And there's an introduction track on there that describes each track, the vowel sounds that you're going to be using, and that they're all composed of different frequencies, and it's going to go through the chakras. So we have the 7 chakras that we have in our bodies. We have spirit chakra, and then we also have the earth chakra, which is going to be the opening track on it, so that we can pull the earth energy up into it and pull it through all of our chakras and then out through our spirit chakra as well. And I felt that it would be a good album to bring down also for warming up going into vocal exercises for those who do follow me and want to do the vocal exercises. I personally have found that if I start off with toning, using humming, the vowel sounds and lowering my voice in the register, that when I do go into warming up with vocal exercises before singing, it's just my voice is already warmed up. You know, I think like an athlete, you want to warm up your body before a competition, and then it's always good to warm down after you do that too. So it's twofold with the vocal toning as well as getting the musical element of it. So I know there's a lot of people out there like, Ted, I hate the sound of my voice. I don't like to sing. I'm not right with that. So you'll be able to get that as well through it. It's not as structured.
Well, I'm one of those people, and I'm on the radio, which is really funny, I think, because I don't like the sound of my voice. And I don't really like to do vocal toning, even though I'm married to a vocal coach. And So I think there's a lot of people like me out there who see the value in working their voice, but they're not really into it like a professional singer or speaker would be, where this music is so pretty and it also, you feel the healing energy in your body that it helps people like me, give it a shot and not be self-conscious because you kind of get into it. It's really fun, and we're going to play some samples for you guys throughout the show so you can get a little taste of what we're talking about. But can you talk about the energy? Because there's people out there that love the sound of it, but they have no desire to sing with your CD. They just want to listen to it.
Yeah, sure. It's and I was curious, kind of going back with the frequencies. I was always curious about what it would be to compose into those frequencies and dive into the frequencies of the 111, 222, 333. And when I did the first album, I realized how powerful it was that when we start using our voice, and you can put manifestations to it and intentions with it, that you will start drawing things into you. Just through the power of that and the frequencies of it with your intentions. I just started getting these messages and found that there's a lot of positive results through those who've been listening to the albums and connecting with these frequencies. And people started connecting more so with the angels. It's going to shift our energy instantly. So if we have a bad day, we all know that a bad day can wreak havoc in our life, and sometimes it spirals out of control with that. And listening to these frequencies is going to be able to help to put us back together energetically, spiritually, and help eliminate the undue stress that might have started out with that bad day.
Well, that's, a lot of us want to shift our energy and not get stuck in stress and or fear or anxiety. The more conscious we become, and we pay attention instead of letting our day run us, we want
Yeah.
to take charge and change with that. Can you talk about some of the angels that you worked with on this album?
It was pretty much all this, a lot of the, yeah. It started out with a lot of the angels that were dealing with Zadkiel, Uriel, Ariel, and then it expanded a little bit more too with Azrael and Raguel and Jeremiah or Jeremiel. And as I'm studying them, it's like all the things that I've been feeling with praising God, being closer to a higher source, mysteries that are out there, secrets that we want to try to uncover, but we're so stuck in this 3D world with what the news sources are reporting to us that it's hard to break free from that 3D type of reality. And they're trying to communicate with us. They want to communicate with us and break through that layer that we're being so programmed with on a daily basis. Azrael is the name. Means he whom God helps. And that's all about strength and comfort. And to bring peace where there's loss, to help comfort us as we lose loved ones that are in our life as well. And to connect with those who have passed along before us or over us. And Sariel is another angel whose name means command of God. And is with healing and knowledge. So with the toning of these albums, we're able to connect with them and using the vowel sounds and bring in a higher vibration that's going to cut through this thick density that we're in so that we can bring our body back to and entrain our body back to its normal state. To go back to the frequency of 528, that there's studies that are out there, that's showing that it's this frequency is able to help repair our DNA. And think about that. If we have the Earth's vibration, which is, what, 7.886 hertz, and that's part of the solfeggio frequency that harmonically goes up to 16, and it eventually gets to that 528 and that 432. We're bringing the body back with the Earth's vibration, so we're staying out of this dissonant vibration that that society and media and all the spam emails and all this advertising that we're getting is telling us that we have to buy, do this. We're being told what to do. That's not what our mission or our purpose is here on this planet. I think I kind of went a little off on that one, but
now I follow a lot of the information that's coming through channels or intuition and, you know, on a lot of the blog sites. And, you know, what's really coming through is, yes, our energy is shifting. The Earth's energy is shifting. But we can't just sit back and wait for the angels to rescue us or some big event to rescue us, that we're going to have to make the changes internally. And as we make changes internally, then we will start seeing the external changes to, you know, clean up the environment and a more conscious society, less child abuse. You know, if there's more consciousness and higher vibration, there's less animal abuse, less child abuse, less pollution. Maybe we start rising up and kicking the government to the curb and getting more, you know, honest people to represent our society. And so for me, I'm very much an activist about that. And, you know, what can we do when we have busy lives? Well, one thing we can do is take time out of our busy schedule and be in a higher vibration energy. Even, you know, meditation, prayer, use this music, use healing music, you know, to get into that higher vibration state. So actually, you know what, Ted? Why don't we play just a minute of your song? And this song is before we go to break, okay?
Okay.
This song is Third Chakra, 444 hertz, Surrounded by Angels. So I'm going to ask Doug, our producer, to cue that up. And thank you so much, Doug. And we're going to be listening to about a minute of this track. So I'm really excited. This is one of my favorite songs of the album. So he's going to bring it in soon. Here we go. Thank you. So that's just a little taste of it. Thank you so much, Doug, for playing that. So that one was Third Chakra 444 Surrounded by Angels. And Ted, I just love the energy of this music, and I hope the listeners got a little taste of that just now to get an idea of what we're talking about.
Oh no, thank you for playing that. And it's for the listeners that are listening to it, the toning aspects of it are going to be very simple. They're not going to be complex arpeggios and scales, so that it's following a certain rhythm and a sequence that we can go that really gets us into the theta state and dealing into that. It's in the music basically for the people, all my music for that matter, so that we can find that peaceful place inside of us that's going to be leading us back to a place of faith, peace, oneness, and consciousness, so that we're experiencing the healing energies of the music through the musical infusion of classical healing frequencies, ancient modalities, all the natural harmonic overtones, and other earthly and celestial magical vibrations.
Well, we have a quick break. If any of you want the album for free, call into the station, and we will be right back with Ted Winslow.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so glad you're joining us today. We're talking about angels and sound healing, and we have our guest today, Ted Winslow. And Ted, I'm so glad that you're with us today, because I know how dedicated you are to give people tools to use, and you know, you want to provide them at a very low cost, and you're very generous. And so call into the station if you guys would like Ted's latest CD in MP3 version for free. We have a caller on the line, on line two. And Sebastian?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi. Hi, thanks for calling.
So, hi, Sebastian. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So what, do you have a question for Ted or a comment about sound healing?
Well, actually, I've tried to do a lot of modalities that I have a PTSD, and I never tried sound healing, and I was just interested in learning more about it. I've heard wonderful things about it, and I've heard wonderful things about Ted, so I figured I might as well call in.
Oh, Sebastian.
Oh, well, thanks.
I'm honored to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me.
And Sebastian, the PTSD, is this, if I get too personal here, you could just stop, but is this by chance related to military or family or
Yeah, some mostly from 9/11. I'm a retired first responder.
Okay.
And then secondly, I've gone through a recent family situation that has been very traumatic and frustrating and painful.
Okay. Okay. And first of all, thank you so much for what you've done on 9/11, and such a blessing. I have a former background as I was a former Marine. I was I was also a volunteer firefighter, and then I'm also working with the Coast Guard on some things.
Thank you for your service. Thank you to you.
So thank you. So I can understand with some of the programs that we deal with on those lines and areas of work. There's a lot of programming that we get through our training that is going to deal with fight or flight syndrome, so to speak. And that can at points and times create a constant state of anxiety that sometimes we have to deal with and live with. And it's trying to find a healthy channel of how to shut that off. Does some of this make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. I just need to incorporate that healthy way of channeling instead
okay.
of just
the one,
know, not knowing how to deal with it. Yet.
The one starting aspect of it, and I had to deal with myself, which is what's led me into this journey, is that by trying to identify those anxieties or what we have that's on that anxiety that's creating that anxiety in us that is keeping us awake at night or keeping us in some sort of tension, and being able to find a place that we can go to sit down and ground and try to ground and try to center. So with this music that I've created, one of the things that we go through on a daily basis, our lives are incorporated roughly around 120 beats per minute. And I want to get that heart rate down. So I do a lot of my music at 60 beats so that we start to bring that heart rate, first of all, down to get out of that anxiety level so that we're reducing the anxiety, the heart, and the respiratory rates and reducing the cardiac complications. The music, if we get into it, is going to entrain our body. It's designed to entrain that body into it so that we can get into that a slower frame of mind. Does that kind of help a little bit? It was explained. I got
very much
on.
So. Yeah. Very very much so. Thank you.
So, when I'm going to send you out a copy of the album, and you'll listen to the introductory tracks, and you don't need to tone with it. But where I've found the best results that have happened is that sitting down in a quiet place, put headphones onto it, because we're going to give you the digital MP3 where it's coming out of the, it incorporates a lot of the sounds that are going to be into it, and put yourself into a cloud when you're listening to this, okay? Everything cannot penetrate that cloud. You be into, or a fog, and you just sit in the cloud with the frequencies and the vibrations of this. You'll probably start to find that you'll start to use your voice with toning with it, which is going to help you release some of those energies or those negative energies. And to cut it back up here a little bit, man is the only creator of inharmony. And so the elements and their inhabitants are always shown harmonious into themselves. And it's only when we get into these elements of inharmony that is created that we create this in ourselves. So it's a human element that we do on this. By these tones, these frequencies, the slowing down of the beat and bringing us back into a more conscious kind of state of mind, it's gonna basically create and infuse these new energies that's going to be the healing aspect to our bodies. A little more about the music. I stay out of 440 frequencies, because there's a dissonance that's in there, and I found that when I start having these anxieties and the use of some of these, and I was a rock musician. I loved the distorted guitars. I still do. There's a time and a place for all that. But we can't stay in this constant state that we've been trained, such as you at the fire department, that you've got to be operating at 110% and getting in there and do what not many individuals are able to do. We need the space to come back into the cloud, to the fog, to listen to this and calm ourselves down. Stop time, if you will, and focus on ourselves. Is this kind of resonating with you?
Very much so. Thank you, Ted.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
Hey, guys, if you don't mind if I put my two cents in about this, with using the sound healing, because I have an energy medicine background as well as the other stuff that I do, but the way I use it, and I can see how it might help take things down, is if you get triggered on like the subway, or if there's places, Sebastian, that you know that you're going to have triggers, or things that you have to do in your day-to-day life that might trigger an anxiety response from PTSD. If you can, I don't know if you have an iPod or an MP3 player, but if you, you know, need to get in that space and just pop on your headphones and you don't have to really deal with, some, you know, and another way to use the sound healing is to play it at night when you sleep. You know, we've heard people who say that they have nightmares, and when they play that sound healing music, they get in a deeper state and they have less incidence of that. And so that's another way to use it.
Thank you, because that happens. I definitely have instances of having nightmares at night, so I'm definitely going to try that. And my old get me an MP3 player. I'm not the most technological person, but she will. She'll help me with that. So.
Okay. Because that will be big, because then you have it on the go too. So if you know like you're going to be stuck in traffic, or that's going to irritate you or something, or if you're going to be on the airplane and you don't want to deal with people, you know, pop those headphones in. And another thing is, I don't know if you take guys, you know, I call it therapeutic bath, salt bath, muscle, you know, you guys. The manly bath. It doesn't have to have rose petals and all that. But you listen to it while you're in the water, where it's a hot tub,
yeah,
in a lake or whatever, like
yeah,
in a bathtub. That helps big time too. So those
okay,
are a few
definitely
little things that you can do on a daily basis. And it takes 21 days to form a habit. And so give it 21 days and try to listen to it every day and give us feedback. And you know what, Sebastian, we're going to give you two albums because we are very grateful for the service you've done. And so Doug will get your email address, our producer, after we get off the call. But do you have any other things you want to talk to Ted about?
Let me jump in here.
Sebastian, yes,
can I jump in here real quick, too?
Please.
The one thing, too, is, I mean, we hear, especially a firefighter is an athlete in his own sense, and we have to drink a lot of water. Make sure you do drink water. I mean, as we know that our bodies are made up, 75% of water, and it's entrainment. There's studies out there by Greg Braden, Dr. Emoto, Horowitz, where the water will be able to entrain with these frequencies, and I can go more into that in a later time. But that's, make sure you drink water with it.
Ted,
yes, sir.
Ted, you don't have to. It's so serendipitous. I just received that book from a friend, and I think it is Dr. Emoto, because I saw he was showing me how water reacts towards kindness or nice,
yes,
things, and the crystallization. It was the most remarkable thing I've seen. I can't wait to show my daughters. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen, really, and beautiful, actually. I can't believe you said that today. I believe there's a reason why, you know, I saw it, and then you mentioned it now, you know.
It's beautiful. One last thing, too, on this is that I've incorporated alpha and theta waves into the music, too. It's through the use of what's called binaural beats. And basically the alpha waves is going to help promote relaxation, and that you experience during light sleep or pre-sleep or pre-wake-up, you know, with the REM dreams. And when you're dealing with theta, that's basically through the deep meditation and relaxation of the sleep and deep sleep. But the mind still remains active. All ties together is kind of where I wanted to come back full circle around with.
And thank you about bringing up the consciousness thing, because I know that that's something I need to work on, Ted. I have to live in the present moment. I think that's going to help alleviate, from what I've been reading, it's going to help alleviate a lot of the things as well. It's just being present and being aware of where I am right now, where my feet are right now, and not let my mind affect me in other ways. And it's something like, to your point, about training yourself, I guess, hopefully, if I do it for 21 days, it'll become more habitual to me.
Yeah, and, you know, Sebastian, Ted, you know, he was like a lot of the guys, who you're around, and, you know, the doctor prescribes anti-anxiety medication, and here you go, take that, you know, there's, you know, all these other options to assist you in your healing, and this is one of them.
Yes.
And it can supplement what you're already doing with your medical doctor. It doesn't have to replace it or anything of that nature, but it just can give you some ease in your life, because you're so important to be here on this earth. You know, your heroic energy is so important to give other people on this planet strength, because not everybody has your strength.
Absolutely.
And so we need to get you some relief, because you're holding such a strong energy that a lot of us need right now as we shift in a higher consciousness. And so, you know, we're so grateful that you called, because I hope this helps, you know, you and a lot of others out there that are dealing with what you are dealing with.
Well, thank you to you both. It does. And I will definitely share it. And I appreciate what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Well, thank you,
Thank
Sebastian.
You for calling.
Much love to you, my friend.
Well, thanks so much to Sebastian. And if any of you would like to call in, our number is 888-627-6008. And we have a quick break coming up. When we come back, we have some information the angels gave Ted for today's show. So he wants to share that with all of you. And thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life and have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you will benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So glad you're joining us. We really hope that you do try sound healing because it can really make a difference. Ted, I'm glad that you were able to talk with Sebastian because there's a lot of people that do have PTSD. Maybe it's from their military service or firefighter, or maybe it's from, you know, they were abused as a child and there's triggers now as an adult. And, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback from people that have been helped by this work. So I'm thanking you for sharing it. Do you have a message for the listeners? I know the angels had some information for you today.
I do. And actually, I'm going to start off. I'm going to lightly ring some crystal bowls so that I can kind of bring in the energy. These are all harmonic values that have many cool waves. This is actually off of the key of A minor. I don't know if we can hear that, but I like to do that, so it clears some of the, bring in some new energy. Today, basically, the message that I got is that we are all to experience energetic ease with this I am presence, and to allow the rays of light to pour forth and embrace us with the positive healing energies that are being brought down to us on our earthly experience on this beautiful planet. So we don't need to get caught up into all of the drama, be it from the media, from the family, from our friends. We came onto this planet to experience the many pleasures that surround us, such as food, be it salty, sour, or sweet, to experience the sight of a beautiful sunrise in the morning and the soothing cooling of water in a brook, pool, or pond as it cools our skin when it's on an extremely hot day outside, or to be in the comforting, warming embrace of a loved one on a cold winter night, feeling the comforting heat from a warm fire and a favorite beverage steaming in a hot mug. Our purpose is to embrace this time that we are here, for it's a short amount of time when we start to view life from a universal scale and its perspective. We can be the change in someone's day when it comes to making someone just a little bit more comfortable in this lifetime, even if it's just a brief smile to let them know that we are all special at this point and place in this time that we share together. And the angels that were coming into me were Ariel, Jophiel, Michael, Uriel, Zadkiel, Azrael, and Raphael.
Which is interesting because a lot of times you'll get a message from one angel.
Yeah.
But the whole group came in today. So that's pretty cool. But, you know, a lot of us out there, you know, we're so stuck in things, you know, and we forget, oh yeah, I know I need to have prayer time and, or meditation time and, you know, but you just don't make the time for it. It's one of those things, oh yeah, I know I have to do it, but I just don't have time, or you can't get your thoughts out of your head. You know, you get your to-do list comes in and all those other things when you're trying to be in that calm state. But even if it's where you need to listen to music to help you get into that peaceful state, just if everybody could just do that an extra 5 or 10 minutes a day, more than what we're doing now, even if you do take the time every day, do you know how powerful that could be across the planet to change the vibration? Like just that little bit, every action can change things for the better in our own personal lives and also contribute to others because we're all connected.
You know, can I jump in here on a second too on this? Because a lot of the people I'll talk to will pass judgment on this, like, oh, well, this is trying to work with sound healing. And you got to think that this is like the best medicine that goes back centuries. I mean, Pythagoras is the intellectual and spiritual godfather, basically, of sound medicine. And we all know of him from his theories and mathematician. And he was a Greek philosopher that lived from the ages of 571 BC. And, you know, it dates back. All sound healing and sound medicine, sound therapy, dates back to then. And it's still with us today. We're just still scratching the surface, taking it in new directions with the many frequencies that I'm able to create around me. Like I rang these crystal bowls, which are one of the biggest, in my opinion, healing tones that is right there at our fingertips. You don't have to be a musician to play it, but I'm starting to incorporate it in different tones and aspects into my music. So we don't hear that same type of vibration going on, but we've got the frequencies that are still coming through.
Well, and that's something you do because you're a sound healer and a musician, but I must say when I'm working or I'm stressed out doing the taxes, I'd rather put a CD in and get that ease from, you know, music, sound healing music, instead of actually playing the instrument. But yeah, the vibration obviously is really good. So here's the thing that I've noticed with my own life and also a lot of people that I've worked with over the years, because even my writing coaching clients will get a lot of anxiety when they get writer's block or they get stuck with their book and they feel like they'll never finish, and fear and doubt and self-judgment and anxiety and stress creeps in. You know, when you're creating your book or your project or even doing something like your taxes or paying your bills, why not infuse healing energy into any time you can? You know, if it's just in your office, or you play it every night before you go to bed because you get insomnia, or you get nightmares, you know, or, you know, and in time, your body starts craving it. It's like if you drink green smoothies and you force yourself to do it in the beginning, and then all of a sudden your body knows how good you feel from it and starts craving it. I've noticed that with sound healing. My body will want it. So I love that aspect on how our body, you know, we disconnect from our body so much in modern society. And, you know, your body really knows what it needs. And so any of you out there listening, try listening to sound healing for 21 days in a row and then see what happens. Like, see if you notice anything. Because I notice that actually instantly, but I've been involved in this work through you, Ted, for a lot of years.
You know, there was an interesting thing that I just read recently, too, and it came from the Colorado Women's College here in Denver. We're in Colorado for our listeners here, and it was done by Dorothy Redelak, and she conducted an experiment with plants that were subjected to a radio station which broadcast rock music. Now, again, I like rock, but it is dissonant. And the plants leaned away from the rock broadcasting. Most of it is done in 440. Some were even leaning at about, I believe it was like an 80-degree angle. And their root structures were shallow. And these they grew away from the sound. Petunias were like refusing to bloom, and squash vines were wrapping themselves. So then she played harmonious music and some sound healing music, going back to the classical tones and through those genres. And squash vines started wrapping themselves around themselves, and they were just, everything was blooming. The roots of the plants were plentiful, they were strong, they were luxuriant in growth. And so, you know, you think about it, we just can't help but think that there's a combination of harmonic sounds that it's going to improve us as humans, as well as what this experiment showed at the Colorado Women's College here in Denver with plants.
Well, you know, this is a whole nother show to talk about some of the experiments and research that you do with sound healing. And if you can sum this up in about 3 minutes, Ted, that angelic toning album that you just did, you did some research on this to see how it changed people's bodies with the biophotonic light imaging. I don't know if we have time. If you can say
it real quick,
we can go into it more on another show.
I can hit it really fast. Basically, and I'm just going to go through two people that I used, broad spectrums. One was an 11-year-old female, and so I had her listen to vocal toning from the Angels, the first three tracks on the album. And her chakras opened up and became much more aligned. Her stress level went from excited down to normal. The energy level went from low to normal, and balance went just above low to normal, and her organs showed that they balanced out significantly. And then I did the same experiment with a 77-year-old female. We ran three tests on them. She actually came back from Las Vegas, and it opened up. In short, it opened up her chakras. Each test I did, I ran her when she came back. She slept listening to the music. I ran her after listening to it. She spent the day listening to it, and I ran her later on. And all of her chakras started just opening up and becoming, she came more energy. She went out of an excited stage down to a normal stage. So I'm using biophotonics to show the scientific proof on this.
Well, and you can look on the YouTube channel to see some of Ted's research on his sound healing if you're interested, and also how his sound healing work, his tracks, what the effect they have on water. He did some other interesting videos. It's really pretty cool on Big Country Publishing YouTube channel, or you can go to bigcountrypublishing.com. And make sure to connect with Ted. He loves connecting with you guys, so he's at Twitter, Ted Winslow. Ted, this hour flew by. So glad that you came on the show. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. Love and light to everybody. Be the change. Sebastian, thanks, my friend, for calling in.
Well, to all of you listening, thanks for your time. We know it's very precious, and we appreciate you spending time with us. And be sure to connect with us. You can go on the website and contact us at bigcountrypublishing.com. Connect with Ted on Twitter, Ted at Ted Winslow. And we hope all of you have a blessed week and a healing week. And take care, everyone, and we will be with you very soon.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.